We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, your football team coming off a victory over Meredosine Valley last Friday night. Let's go back to last Friday night. You went at 52-0, but what is it that stands out the most to you after you've had a chance to look over the film?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you win a game 52-0, you do some good things. And the one thing that really stood out to me was we got a first-year quarterback in Hayden Helm, and we threw the ball quite a bit. We wanted to get him more confident throwing the ball, and I thought he threw it really well. I think he went like 11 for 12 passing and two touchdown passes, and did a lot of really good things through the air.
When you're playing teams that you're obviously better than on paper, and your team proved it out on the field, what else do you look for from your team in those type of games?
Yeah, and I was just kind of looking at some of the stats, and we had 17 guys Friday night make a tackle, or at least a half a tackle, and I thought that was a pretty cool statistic. And we got a lot of guys on the field, and we mixed and matched, especially on defense and even offense as well. Try to get as many of those young guys reps as possible because, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out who, and there's still a couple spots that are not completely set in stone right now, and we're trying to figure out who those guys are. We're really kind of really paying attention during JV games to see who those guys are going to step up, and then, like I said, they get the opportunity to see the field on Friday nights, and we're just trying to find those extra guys and who's going to step up for us the rest of the season.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner. And Lebo will be the opponent tomorrow night for your football team. Obviously, this will be a much improved team from what you've seen from your previous opponents. Bigger challenge, what have you seen on film about Lebo, and what challenges are they going to offer your football team?
Yeah, shoot, they're 0-2, but I mean they were a preseason top 5 ranked team in the state in Division 2. They're coming off a 10-2 season, and they essentially only graduated one guy. So they have a lot of players, a lot of solid athletes. I got some size up front, and they kind of add fuel to the fire. We've shared the league title with them the last couple of years because we haven't got the chance to play them. So this is kind of an opportunity for us teams to kind of maybe figure out who that true league champion is this week.
On the field, what is it you feel like it's going to take from your team to win this football game?
Probably the two biggest things are, one, we got to take care of the football. We've had a couple fumbles the last couple of weeks, and we got to make sure we really take care of the football and not cause any turnover, not have any turnovers. And then we got to they're a lot. I mean, size wise, they're a lot more bigger than we are, and really physical up front on the offensive defensive lines. And we just got to make sure we're kind of able to weather that storm and just make sure we do our job and not get. Win that line surge up front, and that's going to be the difference in the ball game.
For your team, is this a test they need?
Yes, absolutely. We haven't had a lot of super close games the last couple of years during the regular season, and any opportunity to play a full game and get better and get those full game reps is really important, especially as the postseason gets closer. So I think it's extremely important for our guys to get a full game in.
Coach McMillan, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Lebo, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
That's Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.